Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Well, I've been busy learning how to be a new father. My son is now 5 months and 3 weeks old, and it is still the most wonderful and exciting experience I have ever been through. There are so many things to convey about becoming a father and what I've learned along the way, but those are going to have to wait because we have had many requests recently, but one in particular stuck out that I have not had a chat about. So I want to go into it a little bit. You know, having these conversations, I'm always learning, and lately I've been delving into a field called quantum physics. It is not a new field, but there are many new learnings inside of it. And I want to relate this particular inquiry to quantum physics. So the gentleman sent an email, and he's wondering about betrayal, forgiveness, and holding a grudge. Now, what does this have to do with quantum physics? Well, there is a principle in quantum physics called entanglement. And entanglement says, if we take and create a atom, hydrogen atom, we take one, and we split it, then what happens is when you take one of these split pieces to another location and you alter it somehow, that the one that stayed in the original location changes identically and simultaneously. So on the quantum level, what would that tell you? Well, if it is changing identically and simultaneously, and you're only altering one of the particles, then it tells us on that level there is no such thing as distance. Because if you're changing one and the other one responds at the same time and identically, there is no distance. It is as acting as if it is still one. And since it's happening simultaneously, there is no time separating them, not even light speed. So this is odd. It occurs to us human beings that we are separate and that there is time. Quantum physics argues with this. So what does this tell us about being betrayed, forgiveness, and holding a grudge? Well, if we really want to use it, it would tell us that if we are made of particles, just like the little tiny quantum particle, if we are made of those, which we are, then how separate in distance and time do we really want to be? It leaves it up to us. It leaves it up to our interpretations. How distant do we want to be? Perhaps it is only a human construction, a human story, that we are separate. We only have our given senses, our eyes, ears, nose, touch, taste. These are not so many input devices on the human being machine. It leaves us in a bit of trouble sometimes, doesn't it? Sometimes we hear what our lover says and we don't hear it at all. My wife, she says, could you get some pancakes? Well, I was in the other room, and she was very clear that she said, could you get some pancakes? She wanted me to bring her some pancakes into bed. And I did not understand. All I heard was, Ibidubu pancakes. Ibidubu pancakes? I had no idea what she was saying. So my ears deceived me. Our senses deceive us. They are not reality. It is only an interpretation of reality. So, it is up to us how far apart we want to be from another. If you say to yourself, just like the particle reacts, I am that. I am that person. I am my beloved. I am the tree. I am with all things, and there is no distance. Then there is no betrayal. It would be betraying yourself. There is nothing to forgive. Nothing to forgive, because you are that person. There was nothing betrayed, so there is nothing to forgive. There is nothing to hold a grudge for. If you are the other, not the truth, just a useful use of quantum physics. And maybe the truth, but we do not know yet. But useful as a viewpoint. Now, what you want to ask yourself, if you are feeling betrayed, if you do have the interpretation of betrayal, and it is causing you pain, what you want to recognize is that you are the one holding the pain. Wherever you go, it is where you are. It is not separate from you. You are the one holding it. Then you want to ask yourself, well, why would I be holding this? I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel betrayed. I do not want to be unforgiving. I do not want to cause pain to myself or to the other. I want to get rid of it, let it go. I'm not interested in holding a grudge. So don't. Of course, not so easy until you start looking at the benefits. What are the benefits of holding a grudge? So, I went on an engagement in Asia many years ago, long before I was married. And when I got back, I found my best friend was sleeping with my girlfriend. And I was suffering so badly. I could not believe in only 3 weeks of being away, the two people that I cared about the most, the two people that I loved the most, betrayed me. I was so angry. I was alone. I ranted and I raved. They did not talk to me. It was as if to my best friends, to my lover and my best male friend, I no longer existed. And I could not imagine what it is that they were thinking that this was okay. I couldn't imagine. I could not also imagine what it was that I may have done. What it was that I may have avoided doing. How could I be responsible for that to happen? But it took me a while to get there. I was angry for some time, and it provided some wonderful things to learn. But for now, what you need to know is the most powerful way I looked at it was, I am somehow responsible for all of it, as if I caused it. Now, that does not mean I am to blame. It does not mean they are at fault. That is a 13-year-old conversation. If there is blaming, if there is fault, you are 13 or younger and unwilling to be responsible. I know, since I was there, somehow I must have had something to do with it, and it is my job to find out what that could have been and learn. Drop the grudge. There is nothing that they did to me. They were not trying to attack me. They were not trying to hurt me. In fact, it had nothing to do with me. They were looking for a relationship that was meaningful. They loved each other. They found each other because of me. They were only looking to fulfill on love. And when I looked, it was clear to me I was responsible for not being on one side of the fence or the other side of the fence with my girlfriend. I wasn't really sure. When I looked in my heart, I was not really sure of where I really wanted to be. Did I really want to be with her, or did I really want to be alone? And I was on the fence. I am responsible for that. And it is no wonder to me that in the space of indecision that I was, that she did what she did, and that he did what he did. I was giving them the message, I'm not sure what I want to do. I was responsible for this. No use going into blaming or faulting. It would have been nice had they told me. I would have had the opportunity to experience being cared for and loved, and I would have avoided many negative interpretations of them. But that is their karma. That is their personal development. That is something for them to deal with, not me. Now, I could go on begrudging them, but I would be the one poisoning myself. It does not hurt them. They went on for many years to love one another, and it was a much better love than I had ever provided. Much more fulfilling. I could see it in them. They were joyful. It was a blessing, really. But for me to go on being begrudging would only have hurt me. I would have been playing the victim. A very powerless, useless, uncreative position to play. And if I'm playing the victim, of course, then they are what? They are the bad guy. All is missing in this theater was a hero. And there was no hero. It was time for me to pull myself up, not play the role of victim, not make them into the role of the bad guy. Now when I did not know at the time what I was doing, but looking back and looking through the lens of quantum physics, I could actually experience the love that they had for one another. I ran into them. I could see it. And when I was present to the love they had for each other, I got my own generosity. It was only a gift. And it was one that we can share. And it is now one that we do share. So, when you are asking about being betrayed, forgiving, and holding a grudge, take the time. See if you really want to play this role. I suggest you not. You're only poisoning yourself. And look for where are you willing to be responsible for it going the way it did. You may not like it. You may not like to realize, like I did, that you may be on the fence about something, or maybe it is something else. But you were there. You had something to do with it. So look and learn. Allow. Shift your perspective. See if you can be the other. Really be the other. Not in their shoes. Be them. Thank you so much for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com. Until later, thank you.